Hello and welcome to Step by Step with Joseph Wise. I'm your host, Joseph Wise. This is episode 1001. We've made it. We're here. So today, this episode, we're going to be talking a little bit about a book I'm reading, Tribe by Sebastian Younger. Very few pages in, just actually read the introduction, but it rings really true to me in the sense that we've isolated ourselves from discomfort in a way that is affecting us negatively. He goes on to describe the lack of suicides or depression in scenarios of tribal culture, like the Native Americans back in the day, and how the pressures of the outside world and us being the United States and Western civilization pushing the change that has been made to societies, you know, the access and ease of food, the sedentary lifestyle, computer screens, pretending that we're being social in social environments with social media, and etc. And really all of that is bringing is isolation, pain, pain when you come to comparing someone else's fake life to that of your real life. That can be a serious problem and issue. Step by Step came by in an attempt to, you know, help myself in my journey to find out what it is that we're here for. What is our purpose? And I was inspired by the old adage of how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. How do you climb a mountain? One step at a time. And that's really what this is kind of about, is the journey and the goal is to be, a serious man, a person who is taken, who people look at as someone who can solve problems, who can be there for his family, and having a strong bond and sense of community. That's really the goals that I'm trying to attain. Some major things in my life that I'm looking to do are create a sustainable living situation in which I can live off of the land and not be putting too much into the environment and reducing the impact of my family on this environment, the world, the wonderful world we have been given. pardon me. So anyways, as we go forward, this being one of our newer episodes, the idea is to just begin to start sharing what I'm looking for, sharing where this is going to go, and hopefully over time we're able to mold and shape this a little bit better in a sense that, you know, together we can find some answers. But I think that overall that's really it. There is no real answers. It's the journey and the progress, the progression forward in bettering yourself. And I'm not going to try to share each day something that I'm doing to help push myself into a better position of reflection, being able to be someone who can contribute positively to the world in all aspects. It's a difficult thing to do. We get wrapped up in a lot of individual problems, things that really in the scheme don't matter, but definitely do when you're in it. I battled with depression myself in my early 20s, and certainly will share more and more about my own life lessons and experiences in this podcast to help us move forward in a way that will benefit everyone. I think one thing that I certainly want to take apart in this is the fact that, you know, I hear it all the time, a lot of times with, different people, whether it's in your career or different aspects, is the rush, you know, almost wanting to rush to get there. Everybody sees the end dream of what they want to be, and nobody wants to take the time to get to those positions. And that's where I think I am. I'm in a place where I'm rushing to get things done, rushing to be a millionaire, rushing to be this man who lives off the land. And in reality, I don't know how to do any of those things. As we sit here today, I live in a small suburban home in Southern California, a home that has a pool that wastes water, computers and TVs that are on constantly that are, taking my energy and taking the actual energy of the earth, electricity in the form of electricity to power and run. And here I, am a person who throws away almost a bag of trash a day. And I tell myself I want to save the environment or I want to live a more sustainable life. And then you get down on yourself when you don't do those things because they're difficult. We've been pushed into this modern society, which, don't get me wrong, another thing is modern society brings us a lot of health benefits and ease at which to live. But there are also some detrimental things. I mean, you live in the suburbs. You know your neighbors probably less than you did if you, were, out in the countryside and had some space between you. It feels like those communities are always a little bit more tight-knit. When I was living in Boulder, driving up in the mountains, the mountain towns, while they were isolated from each other even, there was a connectivity to the community there because everybody was there for them, for each other. And I think that that's what we miss in the society that we've built for ourselves. We come home to our little individual castles, shut the door, don't really speak to people outside, maybe wave to a neighbor every now and then. And if you do more than that, you're someone who I want to know because those are the people that are putting themselves in positive energy out in the world, which is something that we need much more of together. Now, I am kind of rambling here a bit and don't have an exact point to make, and certainly will get better as this time moves on with how I want to present information, what kind of things I want to do. The goal will eventually be to have some guests. The goal will eventually be to probably have an episode focus on a topic of some sort. But really, what I'm here for and what I'm doing is sharing my story and my search for clarity in the world of who I want to become. I have a vision of myself. I'm going to be sharing that vision with you. And the man that I currently am now, while a decent man, is not that vision of myself. And I think that that's where step by step comes. It's the first steps. And the steps that I'm taking to, get to that are, it's a lifetime journey, those kind of things. I was speaking with my sister recently, about afterlife. Not necessarily just afterlife, but the higher power, the being bigger than yourself. And it's a difficult question. And I think she was struggling with that. And, I certainly am not someone who has those answers. I have become okay with the necessity to know that we're not going to solve that problem. That answer is not going to be something that is magically going to happen. What is going to happen is over the course of a life, you must look interiorly to find that depth of faith. Look interiorly to find that God, that truth with a capital T that you're looking for. I'm not an overly religious person, Catholic by birth. My wife is a Christian Scientist. And together, we both kind of have looked at our religions and seen things that we agree with, see things that the messages that they put forth that are positive, and understand that, faith is something that lots of people have. Where I've lost and not lost faith, but where I've been disconnected from the organization of my religion is, one, looking at thousands and thousands of years of atrocities committed by the Catholic Church, even up to recently. But I don't hold that against people who are of the faith, of that faith, just like I don't hold people who are of Muslim faith in the category of terrorists, because it's so ridiculous to do that, that a few people of a certain ilk can tarnish an entire reputation of someone. So, as someone who's probably more of a outside of those religious bases, I don't look down on people who have those faiths. Those faiths are important to have. And theology is a very interesting topic because it shares so many similarities with each other. Don't really know where I was going again, but again, we'll get better at this. So 10 minutes in, I think that's a good stop for the first one. But step by step, how are we going to get there? Today, and most recently, the thing that I've been doing to help me just connect with myself a little bit more is journaling. Now, writing can be difficult to do, and so I don't expect everybody to go out there and be pumped about doing it, but I take 5 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes in the morning, and again, 5 to 10 minutes in the afternoon or evening time, and just simply write things down that I know and I saw. And it's easier for me with my two children now just to mark, write a few things down that they did. Maybe a funny thing that one of them said, or a funny thing one of them did. And just that has helped me understand how important being present in the moment is and understanding those things. So, yeah, step by step. Step one, journal a little bit. So, okay, well, hope you enjoyed, and be back. Bye.